Is there a word for the way that I'm feeling tonight? Happy inside at the same time. You got me smiling with tears in my eyes.
We are both happy and sad here tonight on the Birds and the Bird football podcast. Of course, I'm happy because the Philadelphia Eagles are your 2019 NFC East champions, and they will be in the playoffs next week. And then, of course, Jay is sad. Sad because the Steelers' season is officially over. Jay, how you holding up, brother?
I mean, I'm a little happy because Ohio State lost last night.
You can suck a dick. Ohio State got absolutely robbed. That was a fucking shit show by that those referees.
That was bad.
And it was a joke. Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah. Hey, I had to build myself up a little bit there, all right?
It's
a rough night.
A rough night.
I've been drinking heavily since halftime. So we're going to see how this goes.
Oh, yes. The Steelers lost
officially
to Baltimore today.
Eliminated.
So they didn't even give themselves a chance to get in.
No. And then Tennessee won, so it was over no matter what happened. But
yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll start with the Steelers. We'll get this over with.
Here's a bright spot.
Yes.
The New England Patriots will be playing on
Wild Card Weekend.
Dude, I will take that.
I called that shit at the beginning of the year. I'm gonna call it right now. The Tennessee Titans are going to beat them next week.
Yeah. I think you had the Browns beating them.
Yeah, I think I did.
The Browns just fired their head coach.
The first coach to get fired. It's not even Black Monday yet, and Freddie Kitchens is done.
Officially.
One and done.
Man.
I got something to say about that.
Okay.
Kitchens was a shit show of a coach. He was not prepared to do his job, but he was not put in a good situation, and let me tell you why. The expectations for the Browns doomed him as a coach before he even had a chance. I mean, I know I was high on him. I know everybody, because of, you know, the offseason they had and the players they brought in and Baker taking that next step. But teams normally don't go from winning whatever they want. What they win last year? 7 games? Were they good last year? I can't remember.
Yeah, I could.
They were still the. I mean, and I know they only won 6 games this year, but most teams don't take that big of a step, and especially in an organization like that. But I don't know. Freddie, like I said, he was a terrible coach, but he was doomed from the start.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, there's not much you can say there. They went 6-10 last year.
Okay, so they went 6-10 this year. No improvement. They should have improved. Yeah. He definitely deserves to get fired, but I just don't think he had much of a chance either way. Basically, he had to win that division.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 7-8-1. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I pulled up the 2019 schedule. Yeah.
Okay, so they were worse this year, but still. So, I'm sure. So Kitchens is just the beginning. I know Pat Shurmur for the Giants is probably going to get fired. Jason Garrett, his contract is up, so I highly doubt he will be the coach of the Cowboys next year.
Yeah. Who came out, or there was a rumor the coach was going to be fired yesterday, and then they backed on it?
Oh, the Jaguars coach.
Okay.
He's going to get fired. They're trash, too.
Yeah. They came out and said, no, they're not. But
yeah.
I could see eventually some changes coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's always at least like a good 4 or 5 coaches that get fired. So,
yeah.
All right. So, are you ready? Do you want to move on to the Steelers game or just the situation period?
There's not much to address with this game. Steelers are going to look, nothing's going to change next year. You might have a healthy Ben back. We'll see.
You don't think they'll fire their offensive coordinator?
No. No, because
I think he should be fired.
Yeah, I do. I think there should be a lot of changes, special team changes. I think Keith Butler earned another year with the way this defense played.
That defense carried them.
I get it. I wouldn't put too much of that on the coach.
I would. But you got to get, I mean, they, I know they have good players, but you got to put some of that on the coach.
I get that, but they also still have Mark Barron starting, and he's possibly the worst player on this team defensively.
Still.
And they keep using him instead of Devin Bush. I know Devin Bush is a rookie, but they're just, it's some of the decisions he's making that is really hindering this defense too. That's stuff we could get into
on the offseason. Yeah. It's kind of hard to say they were hindered when they were literally,
I get that,
top three in like every single category.
Today, RG3 looked like the number one pick he was against number his two. Defense number or two. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. He looked like a franchise quarterback against his defense running the ball. He gutted them today. And
yeah.
Don't start thinking RG3 is getting a starting job next year either. He's still not good.
He might be the Steelers' backup next year.
I'll take Fitzpatrick over him.
Fitzmagic's done. He needs to retire.
Hey, he beat New England today.
Yeah.
I think you have to fire the offensive coordinator after this. And it also goes to the management, too. Like, I know everyone thought, okay, we got to see what we have with Mason. Duck's a great story, but
they didn't really do anything to bring anybody in.
No, and they couldn't either. No money, no cap money at all. So I don't know. It's so fresh right now. It's hard to really pick what one. I mean, you know what went wrong this year, the injuries and not really much talent on offense.
Yeah, it was the injuries in the quarterback position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period. I can't win in this league without a good quarterback or a capable backup.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know the Duck thing went off and everybody was because he won a couple games. And I mean, he was an undrafted rookie for a reason.
Yeah. That's
and
very
he
true.
Proved that over the last.
Yeah.
3-4 games.
Yeah. And I'm starting to see everyone saying, oh, this is why you should have never traded Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs wouldn't have done nothing either.
No, he wouldn't have been any better.
Josh Dobbs went to Jacksonville where they needed a quarterback and they never even gave him a look.
Yeah.
Okay. So Josh Dobbs changes nothing. The only one that would have changed something would have been Ben. And I have my doubts about Ben being Ben next year anyway because of how he looked in that New England game. To start the season, you could say maybe the elbow, but he also didn't look good at the end of the year last year either. And he had more weapons around him last year too. So
he's getting older. And
yeah, yeah. And I still think there's something to that story where they were saying he doesn't know if he's going to be able to play. But we'll see. We'll talk more about the quarterback, what I think they should do, some options maybe they could go at. But I think they need to bring in a veteran backup.
Absolutely.
Duck. Look, great story. He took his last snap in the NFL. Duck, he won't be on a team next year, I don't think. Maybe a practice squad guy.
Yeah.
But Mason will be on the
team.
Third
string.
Yeah, more than likely. Yeah. Depending on who they bring in. If they go get a veteran guy, then he is third string. If they get a younger veteran guy, 26, 27, something like that.
Mariota.
I have my thoughts on that too.
You want Mariota?
I wouldn't mind it because I don't know.
Mariota's trash.
He is, but there's not much out there either that you could bring in.
He would be a good backup though.
Yeah.
And to see if you could somehow salvage his career because, you know, he was talented coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the game, it fell apart. Late in the fourth, that's why the score is more lopsided than the game actually was. The Raiders, they just couldn't slow down their offense. They ran the same offense they usually ran, even with Lamar in there. And Steelers, their defense just couldn't get the stops when they needed to. T.J. Watt with another big fumble when they needed it, but they only got 3 points. The offense was – this is maybe the worst offensive performance I've ever seen. You can blame it on the rain. That's fine.
It's been like this the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, it's been awful. And you see a lot of that. Oh, Juju dropped 2 balls in this game. Juju was nowhere to be found when they needed him. I think Deontay Johnson really showed that he is the top receiver on this team coming into next year. And Benny Snell really impressed me today with some of his runs, and he's been doing it all year when he's given the opportunity. So I think going into next year, they have some young guys that could potentially help the offensive line.
Don't sleep on Juju. Yeah, he was injured a lot.
Juju needs somebody else.
Put up huge numbers in this league.
I get it.
But he's going to come back with a chip on his shoulder.
He needs somebody else there. Juju's not a one. He's just not a one. I don't see it with him.
Yeah.
So, a lot of decisions to make in the offseason. Not a lot of money to go around.
No.
I know you need a quarterback in this league, but that Ben deal they gave him 2 years ago is really going to hurt this team going into
Ben,
next year.
If Ben comes back, I mean, is next season his last?
I would say, would hope, because he's still
is that
on
the last
for
year of
2 years. I think he has another year after this. They signed him to a 3-year extension, I think it was.
So he's 2 years after this.
I think
season.
So, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah,
being locked into that,
and it's 30+ a year. So, I don't know what options you have. You don't have a first round pick this year. You can hope somebody falls to you in a second, or try to move back into late first. We could get into that later.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got plenty of time now.
Yeah, definitely. especially after next week.
Hey, we're playing next week, baby. That's all that matters.
The defense, look, they had a bad game today. It was a sloppy game all over the place. But, hey, they carried this team to 8 wins this year.
They did.
They did what they could to help this team get over 500 when they shouldn't have been. This team should be
a 4-win team.
4-6-win team.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed with what they did. Next year, like I said, a lot of decisions to make. What do you do about Bud? What do you do about Hargrave? My honest opinion, I think Hargrave walks. I think they let him walk. Too many runs up the middle to really justify bringing him back. He's a good defensive tackle, but I think you can. I think as Isaiah Bugs could probably develop into somebody good, and you can have a veteran to bring in. I think Bud's the number one priority.
He's going to command big time dollars.
Yep, and that's why you have this franchise tag.
Can they fit the franchise tag underneath the cap for a defensive end?
Some of the stuff I've been reading and hearing from some of the beat writers of Pittsburgh, that they already are planning several moves to create
to try
cap.
To get, all right.
Move well, some we'll, money around. So.
Yeah, we'll, get,
that, we'll
that.
Get into all
we
that.
We got plenty of offseason.
Yeah.
Let's just hear your thoughts on this season.
Very disappointing.
Now that it's come to an end.
The season as a whole. I don't think
it was disappointing.
It's a mixed feeling about it, because you just wasted one of the best defensive performances of the past decade.
Yeah.
But to go 8-8.
Yeah.
Because you just didn't bring anything in offensively. And I know the cap is there that you couldn't do it, but it hurts, man, where.
Yeah.
Your season came down to an undrafted guy who played well for 3 games, and then the league caught up to him. And that happens with rookies, especially guys that don't have a good arm.
All I'm saying is I know the Steelers were in it until the final week, but their season was over in week 2 when Ben went down. Period.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks, and you guys almost, were able to sneak in.
Yeah.
But without a legit quarterback in this league, you don't win.
You're right. The only – I mean, one of the biggest things that I liked about this year is you got to see Mason Rudolph, play a lot. And he was steadily improving from game to game. It wasn't outland. He wasn't throwing 300 yards, but he was getting better until that Cleveland game.
Yeah.
And then it all changed. And then the next week he looked bad too. You could say maybe concussion, whatever, with the helmet injury. But when he played last week, when he had to come in for Devlin, he looked good.
Yeah.
Like he looked good, and then he got hurt.
Again, yeah. He's got some durability concerns for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the concussion, he had a concussion on a crazy hit. So I don't want to blame that on him. But the shoulder thing was weird. The season overall, look, I'm happy with what they did with what they had.
Yeah.
8-8. I think this should quiet a lot of people who say stuff about Tomlin not being a good coach. I still question some of the things he does, but no coach is perfect. You're not going to have a Belichick on every roster, you know?
Hey, Belichick's playing in the wild card.
Yeah, this but weekend, he also has an average quarterback too. So
I don't know about all that. But yeah, all right,
top 100, my ass.
Anything else to say before we get into the Eagles game?
No. Just young pieces there that really showed up this year. I think this defense is going to be built for a good couple years to come if they can keep a couple of the guys around, and we'll see what they can do.
Move on from there. Maybe you have one more magical year with Ben.
You
can come back healthy, but I don't know. It just seems like it's not as disappointing this year because you got everything you could out of that team. I feel like with what they had, like
I get
said,
that.
So,
but I would have rather had it over a couple weeks ago than have it come down to week 17 and be holy shit, they might pull this off.
Yeah.
And then just get completely smoked in that game. And then it didn't even matter because Tennessee won. So it hurts that way, but hey, 8-8 on a team that shouldn't have even been involved in the playoff conversation. I'll tell you.
All right. Yeah. Well, then we'll get into the Eagles because now you're officially an Eagles fan. You got another team to root for, brother.
I guess.
The Philadelphia Eagles went into New Jersey and beat the New York Giants 34-17 in a must-win game for the NFC East. They got the W. They will be playing in the wild card game next week against the loser of this San Fran Seattle game going on right now. They're playing right now. Seattle is down 10-0, and the 49ers about to score again.
Jesus.
So, okay. Yeah, the 49ers look legit. I'm kind of glad we won't be playing them next week.
And you have been trash talking them all year.
I have, but they look really good tonight. I don't think they're that great, and I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl because they're going to end up being the one seed if they win this game.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't think I trust Jimmy G in the playoffs yet. So we'll see. But it looks like we'll probably be facing Seattle. I don't know what day that is yet. The NFL hasn't announced anything. We'll find out more at the end of this game, I'm sure. But let me get into the game, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Basically, it was the body bag game again.
Oh my God.
I wasn't sure if we were going to have enough players to finish it by the end of it. So to start the game, you're already down Ertz. You're losing Ertz this week because of his broken rib, and there was reports that he had a lacerated kidney, which is scary. Hopefully he can return next week, but you don't know with that. So Ertz is out. So there's the number one target. Your second best skill position player, Miles Sanders, who was lighting up in the first quarter. He already had like 50-something rushing yards and 20-something receiving yards. Was out with an ankle injury. So we lost him.
Yeah.
Then Brandon Brooks, your all-pro right guard, went out with a shoulder injury that looked – I didn't see the replay of it, but he was carted off the field, so it must have been, you know, pretty nasty, maybe a dislocated shoulder or something. So you're down – you're all-pro right guard. You're down Miles Sanders. You're down all your starting receivers already. Lane Johnson didn't play this game. And even with all that, Carson Wentz went out there and threw for almost 300 yards and won this game. And what he's done this year has been nothing short of amazing with all the injuries.
Who was he throwing the ball to?
Dude, he was throwing the ball to Greg Ward, Dallas Goedert, and two dudes. I don't even know their names. I'm not even joking. And he threw for almost 300 yards. He became the first Eagles quarterback in their history to throw for over 4,000 yards.
Really?
And the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 4,000 yards with zero wide receivers having 500 receiving yards or more.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. So he put the team on his back, man.
Like he's done most of the year.
these last 4 weeks, if they haven't proven to you that Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback that can make people around him better, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So, another unsung hero this game, Boston Scott. He came out with Miles Sanders going down. Let me pull up his stats here. He led the team with rushing. He had 54 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns, and he led the team with receiving with 84 receiving yards. That's your practice squad running back that was called up a few weeks ago.
I'm looking at his numbers right now. I'm actually looking at the receiving numbers. 6 different receivers caught 2 or more balls in this game. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert had a big game. He really stepped up with Ertz being down, made a couple of big catches when they needed it. And then the defense, man. Defense stepped up again. They only gave up 17 points, and 7 of those points were on a 70-yard Saquon Barkley touchdown run. That was all they held him in check other than that play right there.
Yeah.
So, Malcolm Jenkins was all over the field tonight. He forced a fumble that Fletcher Cox recovered at the 1-yard line, which basically was the play of the game. That got them up, I believe, 27-17, and at that point, you just knew it was over. So right there, that was the play of the game. So Malcolm Jenkins stepped up big time. Big leader. Big time players make big time plays and big time games, baby. So that was good to see. And then, you know, other than that, they now that they're in, anything can happen. You never know, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. You guys did what you had to do. You got in. You won the East at, 9-7?
And now everybody's 0-0 again. It's a new season. There's a lot of guys on this team that have been here. They have experience. So, you know, hey, you get one at home, you get DeSean Jackson back, you never know what can happen. Go on a little run.
Uh-huh. We'll see. What's the word on him?
On DeSean?
Yeah.
He's eligible to come back if they were able to win this first game. Oh,
so he has to get to the
divisional round. Okay. Yeah. All right. But then other than that, you got to see what the rest of the injuries. They're super banged up going into next week. You know, Lane Johnson should be good to go next week from what I've heard. I have no word on Brandon Brooks or Miles Sanders yet. I did see some of the, like, inside the locker room, like, celebrations. And I didn't see anything on his ankle, and he was dancing around and stuff in the locker room. So hopefully, you know, it's just a mild ankle sprain.
Okay.
And he'll be good to go because they need him. And then with Ertz, they need Ertz. So we'll see. I mean, they're going to be going into this wild card game completely banged up, but hey, I don't count this team out. They've proven me wrong a bunch of times this year when I thought they were done.
Yeah, there were shows where you just said you're done with this team.
So. I'm done. I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, after they lost to Miami, they were dead to me. And they've won 4 games in a row. Doug Peterson, that coaching staff, they did a hell of a job. There's nothing I can say, man. I know next year I'll probably doubt them again at some point, but
oh yeah. Are you willing to take back? Take back him not winning a Super Bowl. Are you willing to?
Yeah, take that I think I can take that back. Even though, you know, the offense was real shitty at those times.
Yeah.
So.
So was Wentz.
Yeah. At
certain parts in this season. So.
Yeah.
Hey, but you guys are in.
They're in.
That's all that matters.
That's all I could. That's all I could ask for. You know, they. And the Cowboys are out, which is even just as good. The Eagles are in, and the Cowboys are not. So, therefore, you know, that just made my life even better, not having to see the Cowboys in the playoffs and go another year without winning anything because they suck.
Yeah. They don't. Oh, God.
But, yeah, man. Other than that, I ain't got much to say. I'll be more – my child's sleeping, so I can't be too crazy, but I'm sure I'll be more hyped up on the – playoff preview pod we're going to have coming up this Thursday for everybody.
Yeah, that'll be so much fun for me.
And maybe we'll pick a topic of the Steelers that we can get into.
Yeah, we'll see. We got we got to focus all of our energy now on hoping the Eagles can somehow make a run.
Yeah, maybe they'll make a run. We'll go over. Yeah, we'll go over the rest of the playoff games too, and we'll have our picks for all the games that weekend. And yeah, man, fly Eagles, fly. We did this shit.
Yeah, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
That's a big one for you guys. Where you were in the middle of the season, man, just to see what you guys were able to do. Yeah, especially Wentz with the whole city hating him, wanting him out. Foles should be the starter in the sea right now, man.
Yeah, I hope everybody shuts the hell up about it. I don't ever want to hear about Nick Foles ever again.
He owns that city. Well, he's co-owner next to Jason Kelce. So
there you go. So, yeah, I guess we'll be back with the preview pod. I'm just kind of at a loss for words right now. I'm ready for the playoffs now. I'm hyped up.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to go. All right, Jay. Let them know where they can find us at.
Yeah, check us out on Twitter at @birds_berg. Find us on the Facebook page, Birds of the Berg Podcast. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Please leave us likes, comments, any questions you have, and we'll talk back to you.
There it is. That was the Birds of the Berg Football Podcast, episode 45.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're on to the playoffs next week. All right, everyone have a good week, and we'll catch you on Thursday.